Whose opinion is right?
This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Whose opinion is right? Now, this will be a very short talk because there's only one answer. Mine. My opinion is right. My opinion is correct. Under all circumstances, my opinion is correct. Under all circumstances, my opinion is right. No matter what the question is, my opinion is right. My opinion is the only opinion there is. My opinion is the only opinion that should be considered. My opinion is the only opinion that counts. Any other opinion does not exist. My opinion is the only opinion that exists. You think to yourself, wow, somebody ought to really teach this guy the facts of life, because that's not true. That's not true. His opinion is not the only opinion. My opinion is the opinion. Well, think about it. No matter what we consider in life, we have an opinion about it. And that opinion is pretty well set in steel and concrete and stone, and it is carved on stone forever and ever and ever, and never changes. Our opinion of somebody. Say, for instance, a man was thought to have been a bad man, and he was mean to people, and he was always shouting at his neighbors, and he was always being a very unkind person, and he just was a hateful, terrible man. And all the community was down on him, and all the community says, oh, that terrible man, you don't want anything to do with him, he's terrible. He's just a bad man. And, well, what's bad about him? What's his attitude? You know, he says, what he does, and what he says, and he says that people are bad, and he says that people are this and that and the other thing. And, where'd you get that opinion from? Well, I know it. Yeah, but where'd you get the opinion from? Come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine. And so, we take you over to meet a friend. And the friend is a little boy. He's about 10 years old. And you say, son, I'd like you to tell my friend here about our neighbor that people say is a bad man. And the boy says, oh, and the man sort of looks back and says, what is this all about? Why are you laughing when we say that your neighbor is a bad man? Well, that's just what people think. And I'm always surprised when I hear that people think that. You're 10 years old and you have an attitude like that. What's this all about? Well, the other day, this is maybe a year ago, I had a problem. And I was sitting on the street in front of his house, and I was crying because all the rest of the kids got to go to the camping, and I didn't go for summer camping because we didn't have enough money for me to go. And so I had to sit at home alone all by myself, and I was so unhappy. I was so unhappy. Well, this man had been shopping, and he came in his front gate, and he looked at me, and he went in the house, and he apparently put the food away, and he looked out the window and saw me sitting there, still very unhappy. And then he came out, and he stood at the gate, and he said, son, why are you unhappy? And I told him, everybody gets to go to camp, and I don't get to go to camp. Everybody, their mom and dad has enough money to send them to camp. And no, I don't get to go to camp because we don't have enough money, and I can't go to camp. And the man said to him, well, why is it so important to go to camp? Because everybody goes to camp. Well, why don't you think of doing something that makes your staying at home this summer very good, a very terrific time, something that the rest of the kids will wish that they had had too. Well, what can I do? What can I do? And he said, well, you say that your family doesn't have a lot of money, Well, how would you like to have a job? A job? Yeah. I doesn't pay very much. And I'll pay you 50 cents for mowing my lawn every week. 50 cents? Wow! This was years ago. And would you like it? Well, yeah, but everybody says that you're a bad man. What do you do that's bad? Well, what I do that's bad is that I won't talk about other people. I won't talk about other people who are having troubles and who are unhappy themselves and who are mean, and I won't talk about them. People come up to me and they say, and I say, hey, mind your own business. You know, it's none of your business. Get your nose out of their business. You know, well, who do you think you are, sticking your nose in their business? And then people hate me. People hate me because I said it, you know, but I don't. I guess I should have said it kind of nicer, but I didn't, because I didn't feel like it. And I really didn't care whether they liked me or not. I knew. And they weren't very nice to these other people. But of course, I shouldn't think that way either, because then I'm not very nice to them when I think they're not very nice. Mister, you're interesting. And the boy said, can I start today? Oh yeah, you start today. And if you can suggest anything more that you can do around here, I'll pay you some more. Oh boy, yes. So, you see, there's motivation there. So all summer long, this little boy, he mowed the lawn every week, got his 50 cents. But then he trimmed the hedge. And then he dug around the hedge and made the dirt all fresh and nice. And then he put flowers in there. And for the first time in this man's yard, there were flowers. He didn't have time to take care of them himself. And then he swept the walk every day. And it was the nicest swept walk in all the town. And the man said, you know, if you sweep this lady next door, if you sweep her walk too, you know, she's shut in, she can't get out and go do things, that'd be nice, I'll pay you for it. And if you sweep the other way, that's a grumpy old man. Nobody likes him, but I think he's a wonderful guy because we play chess together. And the boy said, wow, yes. And so he not only swept the old lady's walk, but he trimmed it along the edges. And then he took the lawnmower. He said, can I use your lawnmower to mow her lawn? I'm not paying you for that. That's okay, I want to do it. Well, next thing you know, the little boy had more fun, more satisfaction from having stayed home. And this grumpy old man that everyone didn't like, was still a grumpy old man that everybody didn't like because he was kind of forthright in saying things. And when the man said, why, he's just terrible. Well, he's only terrible if you have a fault and he points it out to you. But if you have some good things and he points it out to you, then he's a good guy. So I do good things around him and he points them out. And so he thinks I'm a good guy. And I know I'm a good guy. And he's a good guy too. But you see, we have opinions and we can't change them. Because everybody isn't going to be this 10-year-old boy who's going to be sitting crying outside of this man's front yard and have this man interact. And there'd be no way of knowing. But the thing is, the rest of the community thinks that this man is a terrible man because he says straightforward what he believes. And it may not be the nice thing to do, but it's not the wrong thing. It's just not the nice thing to do. And so this little boy learned a lesson that when we say things and we stick our nose in other people's business, it's as much telling them what they should know as what they shouldn't know. And you see, we get such opinions going for us, and we're so opinionated, and because we have such heavy held opinions, we don't change them, and we think we're right. And we think we're always right. And we make ourselves intolerable to be with. But that's okay. We can sleep with our opinions, we can live with our opinions, but when we create ourselves to be opinionless, then the door is open wide for us to get a job sweeping the neighbor's walk and mowing his yard and reaching out to the rest of the community. And that little boy grew up to be the mayor of the town. Because he cared, and he cared, and he brought his buddies with him to meet the old man, not the old man, but to meet the man. And they too changed their opinions. And the one became the police chief, and the other became the minister. And they all became wonderful things because they learned to be opinionless and to live a life without opinions. To live a life in harmony and peace and love. To live a life in joy and goodness. Maybe there's something for us there too, huh? Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.